We're joined courtside with Panthers head coach Steve Hester. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you, John. Thank you. We started the game. We were alive defensively. We really moved the ball and cut hard, and we got off to a lead. And give Michigan Tech is a good basketball team, and they came back at us, and we didn't close the first half as I thought we should have. Probably due to their efforts, Michigan Tech's. But they were doing some things defensively, got us out of rhythm. We didn't cut as hard, but we made enough buckets and enough stops to get the victory, and we're where we want to be, come Tuesday evening, and have a chance to play for an Elite Eight appearance.
How important in that first half was frustrating Hagar, because you really gave him some problems early on, much like most of the big men that you've had to go against this year, throwing those double and triple teams at him, and their body language has indicated that they haven't been very happy.
Well, I mean, big men don't like to be doubled. I mean, they like to score, and I thought our bigs did a great job of fighting for position and maybe moving him out of step. And then, the guy that was supposed to come close the double off, we were there on the catch. We were ready to do it. And we didn't. We talked about double and rotate and something we didn't do a very good job of in the conference tournament finals against Southern Indiana. We doubled well, but we didn't rotate well on the perimeter, and we gave up some threes down the stretch. And so that's kind of what we talked about today is let's double and rotate I thought we did a good job. Then obviously, he hurt himself by getting into foul trouble, and so he negated himself somewhat.
Offensively, Alex Hall, 23 points, 10 of 16 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Certainly wasn't easy for him. They really got after him, but he was able to make some shots for you.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be easy. I've said this since he was a freshman. It's not going to be easy for him to score until he's in the 25 and over league at the Y.
Playing pickup basketball.
Yeah. People are going to – he's going to be a focus of every scouting report from till he quits playing at Drury, and I hope that's a long time. But I thought he did a nice job of being selective. He didn't get the open looks from the three, but he got some stuff going to the basket. And then he turned his defense up there late and got a couple steals and a couple baskets because he was alive defensively.
Tied a season high with 8 rebounds, too. Something you've emphasized, your guards really have to attack the basket and get the boards.
Yeah, I mean, he did that. He got some big boards in the first half. He's got the size and the jumping ability. We need him to be something that's a constant, not just a every once in a while deal. We'll be a better basketball team if he consistently goes and rebounds it.
Your senior point guard, Brandon Lockhart, 9 assists, 3 turnovers today. Played 35 minutes, and for a very good defensive Michigan Tech team, Lockhart has the ball in his hands most of the game. That's pretty good numbers.
Well, I mean, that's what we've been talking about is be who we are, and that Brandon was who he is tonight. Only had 1 steal, but 3 for 6, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 turnovers. I think that's what we need to do. We need to focus on. We need to get prepared tomorrow and come back Tuesday night.
Bellarmine team you'll face on Tuesday. It'll be their third straight regional final appearance. Played them last week, came away with a 7-point win, but they certainly had a dominating performance today.
Oh, yes, they did. They
looked good.
They looked really good. They made shots, and they did a good job defensively. And they really moved the basketball. They're similar to us in that respect. And they really did a nice job defending Southern Indiana and frustrating them.
It'll be a good matchup, Coach. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks. So are we. Thank you, John.
Panthers head coach Steve Hester joining us here on the Play It Again Sports postgame show.